Trying to understand a little bit about the Psul Nogea, what the nature of the Psul Nogea. We talked very much in terms of Derech Kloli, and now we have to really plug everything we know into our Gemara and Vavas. That was the whole purpose of the whole Akdamah the last 2 days. So coming to the Gemara, I'm going back to the original question we were dealing with. We're trying to analyze what is the case of Chesed Zabat for Gimel Shonim. After all, the halacha is you require non-Vodoros, so that has to be 3 consecutive times. So how in the world are you going to have Chesed Zabat? And what that would mean is, you have to have Edim who go to testify that the guy was living here by day and by night, which is going to be very, very difficult practically. So the Gemara suggested, Shivavi, the neighbors are there, they'll know what's going on. Okay, good, so it's on very nice. Now the Gemara gives a second answer. The Gemara says that 2 people are going to come, they're going to step forward, and they're going to testify that they actually lived in the house, paying rent to the machzik, which is at least the Gemara is assuming that that's considered to be the equivalent of the machzik living there. Maybe we'll question that as we go on the sugya, but not right now. We're going to take that for, you know, we'll trust Chazal on that one. We trust him on a lot of things. We'll trust him on that one. That the Sochim were looking there, in a sense, as a representative of the Machzik. Keep the Machzik is looking there, and they're the best aid that they can testify that they were there by Yom Ha'Layla. The Gemara jumps and says, no, that's called an Agia B'Dover, and that's a problem again. Why problem? The Chash B'Shaka, B'Dover, what we said yesterday. But that's considered to be a problem. So the Gemara says it's not a very good problem. The Gemara says that's such a good problem, you got the wrong case. So the Gemara says, "Milo aski le gomer kiti aga beisa." Ram leman leisve. The Gemara said, "They're not gathered over. Why they're not gathered over? Because obviously they're going to testify that the house belongs to Maxi. Because if they don't testify that way, all the schiras, all the rent they've been paying for the last 3 years, is going to have to be extracted from them again to give to the ma'arer. So of course they have an incentive to testify shalom Maxi." So the Gemara says, no, how come my team, they didn't pay the rent yet? Because these guys are honest guys, these are experienced guys, they're not involved in the Torah. They're tenants, they're going to pay whatever Basin Hoskins is the right owner of this house. So they're going to walk into Basin and say, listen, you got the cash in the hand, I'll let you pay whatever you want. We'll pay you the mosque tomorrow, he tells you to pay. So therefore, they're not going to say they never gave it over, they haven't paid the rent yet. But the implication, the obvious conclusion of the Gemara is, if they've already paid the rent, they're considered to be in a Gia B'Dover, because what makes them to be in a Gia B'Dover? Because they must testify on behalf of the Machzik, otherwise they're going to have to pay the rent the second time to the Ma'ara. That's kind of the regular Gemara. And same thing, just the Gemara said, yeah.
Why should they paying the rent make a difference? Because even if presume they didn't pay the rent, there's still no Gia B'Dover, because they know that the Machzik will actually give them allow them to rent, and they're not sure if tomorrow will allow them to
they're
rent.
They're there
already. They don't allow them to rent, then they're out of
the
house.
They're there already. They've been living there for 3 years. Who says they're still living? We don't know they're still living there. We don't know they're still there anymore. Okay? So the Gemara is only addressing the issue of the paying of the rent at this point. So right now they paid the rent. If they paid the rent, they consider to be in a given dog. If they didn't pay the rent, then they're not in a given dog. Okay, here you find it. It's possible time. The Gemara's not addressing that. Okay? Good. So if I say, comes Tosis from left field and asks the following question. Comes Tosis and asks, I don't understand, why do you label these guys as being the Gebedov of Fresh Tosis, such a test of an hour to Maskel Hani, Yim Toymer, the Maha Vunogim the Edis, Ha'ika Migo. Mark this down, guys, the first time we saw this word this year. Ha'ika Migo, the Havi Matsi Amre Paranalach Agar. This makes the question a little fancier, but that's the basic question. What's Taisus' question? Taisus says, what are you telling me that the Edom are Nogin B'Dover, that they have to say that the house belongs to the Machzik? That's what Nogin B'Dover means. It's something forcing me to say to the Machzik. I have money, this money sign, flesh is probably forcing me to say to the Machzik. Otherwise, it's going to cost me money. It's going to cost me money. Let's say I don't say it's Shalom Machzik. Let's say I walk to the maze and I say it's Shalom Ma'ara. Why is that going to cost me money? When the Ma'ara comes to me and says, okay, mister, to Adem, if I'm the right to own the house, cough up the money for the last 3 years, what could the Adem say very simply? What? What does Tyson say? Parana, I paid already. You paid already. What would the Din Torah look like now? I come to you, and I come to two guys. I come to Jeremy, to Av, and I say, you guys have been living in the house for the last 3 years, pay me the rent. I'm demanding rent. What's your response? I paid you already. Who wins the Din Torah? Who wins the Din Torah? Matzuchel Baraka. They win the Din Torah. They're koi for a call. They don't have to prove anything more. They're entitled to totally deny the claim. It's like I come to you and I say, you owe me $1,000. You know why? Because you broke my window. And you respond, either you respond that I didn't break your window, you potter, or you respond I broke the window and I paid you $1,000, you're also potter. So you're a kaifer rakol. Kaifer rakol is potter mikul. So comes twice and says, what's the gemara presenting these guys as nogim and eidus? That there's some incentive, they have a very, very powerful incentive to make them be made on behalf of the machzik, because otherwise it's going to cost them cash. No, it's not going to cost them a penny, because nigo they could have said per annum. Ad kan kushis atlisis. So the Chora, what do you see from this Tosis? The Chora, you see an interesting Kiddush in this Tosis. That Nogeya Bezova only applies if the person is really honest to goodness to Nogeya Bezova. He doesn't have a way out. If the guy is a way to weasel out of an Agia, if there's something that we can construct, some kind of a new cuckoo scenario, to say he could have said something else. Anytime an aide could have done something else to get him out of an Agia, that's not called Nogeya Bezova. You may be wondering, okay, that sounds like not such a big Kiddush. It's a very big Kiddush, but Tosfos didn't make it up on their own. Tosfos got it from a Gemara Maseches Kiddushin, not from Gemara Mebedis. There was a sugya, a parallel sugya in Kiddushin, not from Gemara Mebedis. Someone had a difficult sugya. Anyone was able to Kiddushin with us? I don't think anybody was able to Kiddushin. The year before, Lubav Bakal, even Moshe? Okay, well, we can really say whatever we want now. In Kiddushim and Gimel Mebeis, there's a very similar sugya. We have to learn that sugya properly in order to understand what Tosfos saw in that sugya and how that sugya is relevant for us. So the context of the Gemara Kiddushim and Gimel Mebeis is as follows. The Gemara is not even discussing this whole crazy case of Nogeya Bezova. It came up really tangential, just like it came up tangential on that sugya. The Gemara is discussing the sugya of Shaliach Nazei and Shaliach Nazei. That's something that should be familiar with last year. The Gemara has a Machlekes Amoraim. If I appoint a shaliach to do something on my behalf, let's say I appoint a shaliach to be mekadesh and isha for me, I appoint a shaliach to be garish my wife, that shaliach is shluch shom kemoisav. Can that shaliach also be the aid? Can a shaliach wear two hats at the same time? Can he be a shaliach and also serve as the aid on the case? It looks like it's Rav and Rabbi Sheila in Kedushin Dafim Gimel. So Rav says, why not? Rav says, you can be a shaliach, you can be an aid, lamalo. And Rabbi Sheila says, no, you can't be both. Who remembers from last year why you can't be both? What does Rabbi Sheila say? Why can't you be both? Why can't you be both a shliach and an aid? No, Jeremy, why can't you be a shliach and an aid? Who remembers? Because a shliach, as shluch Hashem kemaisa, means that you're mamash the baldover. So once you're the baldover, how can the baldover be an aid? We know that. Baldover can't be an aid. Everybody knows that. The Rabbi knows that. The Rabbi knows that. We know baldover can't be an aid. So Rabbi Sheila had an unbelievable chiddush in shlichus. Rabbi Sheila understood that when the shaliach is the kaddish to isha, he is like the chassan. Shluch shalom kim maisa. He's equal to the chassan. Just as the chassan can't be an aid, the shaliach can't be an aid. And we happen not to accept Rabbi Sheila. Why we don't accept Rabbi Sheila? So we spoke by Rikos last year. Remember two words. To say the name of the sefer, I don't know you got it right. Okay, don't say the sefer. What? So say the name of the sefer. Two words. Or Samech. If you say Or Samech, you got it right. If not, forget it. You remember Or Samech? Okay, the Yosemite had a whole beer last year as to why we don't accept Rabbi Sheila, not for now. Quick. So, a couple of the Gemara says we pass the Grav, the Shaliach Nas A, Bain the Kiddushin, Bain the Geirushin, and then the Gemara applies it to a third case, Bain the Dinim Mamunis. What would that mean in the case of Dinim Mamunis? So, you have three parties, actually, four parties involved. I owe money to Ben, okay? So, I owe Ben $1,000, I borrowed $1,000 from last month. And I want to pay him back that money, okay? So I'm the loiva, he's the malva. So what do? So I appoint two shalichim to go give the money, to go pay back the chov to Ben. So I appoint Jeremy and Avi to go pay back the money to Ben. And now there seems to be a dintura that's developing. Ben claims he never got the money back. I claim I sent the money. Ben says he never got the money. Who are we going to bring in? Who are the best guys to bring in? Bring Jeremy and Avi into Beis Din and let them be made. Now, according to Rabbi Sheila, that would be an impossibility. Because according to Rabbi Sheila, ain't shalich nasa eid, so you can't be shalich and eid at the same time. But we don't pass like Rabbi Sheila, we pass like Rav. So, l'chor, there's nothing wrong with bringing Jeremy and Avi in to testify that, in fact, I did pay the money, and in fact, they did deliver the money. So far, so good, right? So, Avi and Jeremy walk up to Beis Din, and they get up and they say that we hereby testify that we handed the $1,000 of cash to Ben. Ben's a liar, right? He's not telling the truth in Beis Din. We handed the money over to him. We were pared the chov on behalf of the rabbi. Sounds good, right? What could be wrong? You know what does the Gemara say? The Nogeya Bezova. Why the Nogeya Bezova? Jeremy and Avi have to testify that they handed the cash over to Avi. You know why? to Ben. Why does Jeremy and Avi have to testify that they handed the money over to Ben? Because if they don't, then what's going to happen? They have to explain to who? Mm-hmm. To me. I gave them $1,000. What did they do with it? They pocketed it. Did they bet on their horses with it? What did they do with the $1,000? Mm-hmm. So of course they're going to be forced to come to Beis Din and say they gave it over to Ben. They're negei bedover to say that. That's the Gemara's question. So which the Gemara answers. No, what's the Gemara answer? What does the Gemara say? That's not negei bedover. The Gemara says, you know what, that's not negei bedover? They could get rid of Rabbi Sobolovsky. How could they get rid of my taina? By saying they returned the money back to me. So they're not forced. There's nothing forcing these two upstairs, the Adem, to say they gave the money to Ben. They could easily say they returned the money to me. And I would then be a Motzim Mechaber Lebra. If I give you $1,000, I'd say, do me a favor, go pay back somebody with $1,000. And you come back a week later and said, we gave the money back to you. And I say, no, you didn't. So they're Motzim Mechaber, I'm going to be Motzim Mechaber Lebra. They're going to win the Dintar. They're Kofi Bakol. So the Gemara says the Ferish in Kedushin from Gimel Mebeis that a method to remove a Negia is very simple. If you have another option, if you have a way out, which is another escape clause, which is going to enable you not to tie in the time that's Negia B'dover, so then that's not called the Negia B'dover. So the Gemara says Kamali in Kedushin from Gimel. It's a little complicated story, a little complicated scenario. But you see clear from the Gemara in Kedushin from Gimel that you're not labeled as a Negia B'dover when you have a Migo on your side. Migo, you could have said, I was Perea the Lova. Therefore, you're Ne'amon to say you paid back the Malva. That's the cloud of the Gemara Kedushin. Migo, that you could have paid back, you could have been Ne'amon to say you paid back the Lova. You're Ne'amon to say you paid the Malva. That's the Ferushin Kedushin. So places borrow that Migo in the Babasa Chavtes and said like this. Why is the Gemara yelling and screaming that these Ezev are no Gebedavar? Because they must say the house of the Machzik. Migo, they could have said they paid the ma'arer. Let that Migo remove the psul nageya. That's Dysus Kasha. Everyone with us for the Kasha? If you don't understand the Kasha, then you're going to miss the rest of the Shia. Everyone with us for the Kasha? Everyone understand Dysus Kasha? Migo works to remove a psul nageya. Atkan kushta Dysus.
This would only be a coin of the Shita's last.
Psul Nageya, Shash Meshakir.
Sorry.
Yeah. Okay, let's hold off for that Hakir. Okay, we're not there yet. Okay? We're not
there
yet. Yeah, we'll get there eventually. This is the formalization of Tosafot Kasha. This is the beginning of the entire thing. Okay? You gotta be with the beginning. What's gonna be the root to solve this problem? Okay? What are we gonna do? What's gonna be our Mahalach? Yosef, what's gonna be our Mahalach? What's gonna be our Mahalach to get rid of this Kasha? What are we gonna do? What's the easiest way out of this Kasha? I learned someone's name and works against it. What mahalach are we gonna use to get rid of this kasha? Very simple. What are we gonna attack, real quick second? What are you gonna attack? Right. We're gonna attack this Migo. I'm gonna show you that there's something wrong with this Migo. Every Rishon of the book is going to take a stab at this Migo. It's going to show you that, yeah, in Kedushin, Mem Gimel Amud Beis, the Migo is a gewaltig Migo. And the principle is true. Migo works to remove a psul nageya, but there's something technically wrong with this Migo. Now, you could pick at this Migo for a lot of different reasons. After all, there are 500 clones of Migo in the Shach, only to be rivaled by his 500 clones with Fakes Reka. So if you can find any one of those clones of Migo that doesn't go full short, you hope for me. That's the attack. That's the plan right now. We're going to find some problem with this Migo. Comes Tysus, takes the attack on the Migo. Comes Tysus, he says, I'll tell you what the problem with this Migo is. Yeshalem is a Tysus. The high lav Migo, she yireim loma parana l'cho, t'shem yiska achev yitru ham pamshim yis. What was the Migo again, Rabbi Yisrael? Migo that could have said that they paid them ara, right? That's the Migo that they could have said. Migo that could have said they paid them ara. These two guys are walking into Beis Din. They're shaking in the pants, these guys. They don't want to say something that's going to cost them 3 years of back rent. Back rent, are you kidding? You know how much it costs to rent an apartment? How much it costs to rent an apartment in the Heights? Okay, these guys are in the Heights, come on. $4,000, how much? Not yet? Okay, nice. $1,000, okay? $1,000, they buy a good, a small a shack. More. $1,500, so do the math. $1,500 a month times 12, $18,000. Times 3 is $54,000.
That's a lot of money. These guys are shaking. They don't want to say anything stupid in Beisdin that's going to end up costing them twice to pay that money 7 times around. So we're working at the Beisdin. Hold on. 1 second. All right, hang on. Okay. You have these two guys staying at Beisdin. And Beisdin's looking at them and asking them a question. And Beisdin says, who is the rightful owner of this house? So here, this is the Eidu Chayim. We could say it belongs to the Machzik, right? If we say it belongs to the Machzik, so then we're okay. Then we're home free because we already paid the Machzik. We in theory could say it's Shalom Ma'ar. We could in theory say we paid the Ma'ar. We could say that, but there's going to be something very bad. If we go that route of saying we paid the Ma'ar, what may really happen? Who can win this dinner eventually? If we open up on big mouths and we'd say in Beis Din, yeah, we paid the Ma'ar, no problem. What may happen? What if the Machzik wins the Din Torah? You know what's going to cost them? 54 grand. Because they just gave a Hodos Baal Din a minute ago that they paid the Ma'ar, they paid the wrong Yai. So these Eidim are shaking. They're afraid to say this Taina that we were Pereya the Ma'ar. The concept of Migo presupposes that a person says Taina A, and we really don't want to accept Taina A, but we know you could have said Taina B. Not only could you have said that a B, you would have been very comfortable saying that a B. You had nothing to be afraid of to say that a B. The whole concept of Migo, hopefully at the end of the year, we've got to know this, that Migo means that I just as easily could have said B, but I go ahead and I say A. If there's something gnawing at me, preventing me from saying B, there's some reason why I don't want to say B, that's ois Migo. That undermines the very validity of the Migo. So comes Tyson and says, you don't have a Migo here anymore. There is no Migo, it's called halacha, a very long dish of Migo diyare. It means you're afraid to say the Migo. It's not exactly the proper diptych way of saying it. That's the yeshivas, the Migo diyare. I'm afraid to say the Migo, I'm afraid to say Parana Ma'arer, because it may cost me $54,000 if the Machzik wins the entire base in another Eidim. So Tosfos accomplished battle plan. If mission accomplished, as Tosfos. That's a bad term, my cousin. Mission accomplished, Tosfos try to slug up the Migo, Baruch Hashem accomplished. Migo is ois Migo. So far, so good. Comes to Ramban and says, you know, we can also take a crack at this Migo.
If they admitted that they paid the Machzik, why wouldn't the Machzik just have to pay to the...
Oh, you wonder what happens later. Why doesn't all the money go back? Okay, that's a good question. Let me show him talk about that. So life is not as perfect as... things don't happen that way. Right? It's much easier to get money. It's easier to talk about getting money than to get money. Maybe no. So comes the Ramban in our sugya and takes the exact same approach as Tosfos. The same battle plan, a little bit of a deviation. Comes the Ramban and says, I'm also going to show you that this Migo is not a very good Migo. There's something wrong with this Migo. You know what's wrong with this Migo? This is the first step. Listen carefully to the Migo. Believe us that we're telling the truth. We're not making the Dabba. Because Migo, we could have said, we paid rent to the Ma'ara. Right? That was the Migo? Right, Avi? That was the Migo. Meshuggahness. Who's living in, who's Machzik in the house right now? Who's walking around thinking that he owns the house right now? Who's calling the shots? The Machzik. When was the last time you paid rent to the wrong person? When was the last time you paid rent to a guy who you never saw before? A guy who's not Machzik on the house right now. Says the Ramban, Migo means that we believe you on Taina A because you could have said Taina B. Taina B would have been a logical Taina. Taina B would have made sense. Taina B would have been a smart Taina, would have been a good Taina, would have been it's a believable Taina. Taina B, a believable Taina. Believe me that the house is the Machzik, and don't possibly, because I'm going to give it, I don't know why. Migo could have said that I paid the Ma'arim. Paid the Ma'arim. What for sure you paid the Ma'arim? The wrong guy. He's not the guy who's making believe that he owns the house right now. For the last 3 years, the only guy we've been hearing from is the Machzik. So comes the Ramban and says, the Migo's no good. So whereas Tosfos blew the Migo out of the water on psychological grounds, that how could they have said with confidence that they pay back to the Ma'arer, it's unlikely they would have said it because they're afraid to say it because it may cost them twice the rent. The Ramban says, forget about the psychological, forget about a lie they said it. It's not shaykh to say such a thing. That's a lousy time in Beis Din to say I paid the wrong guy rent. What kind of time is that? So, Bein Lefi Tosfos, Bein Lefi Ramban, Baruch Hashem, the Migo was undermined. And even though at first glance this Gemara seems to parallel the Sugyan condition by Bimel, but the parallel is limited, and the equation is limited, and at the end of the day, there's no Migo here. all those goyim, so there's no migel here. What are we left with? But the Eidim don't have a migel to remove the psul nogeya. What are they? Bite the psul nogeya. Now we understand the maskash. I'm going to be able to levayi. Whoever it was, he was told to do. Hani, I'm going to be able to levayi. Hani, megim eidus saying. And the Gemara says, you're tapa right. They really are megim eidus. And the only way to get around the problem of them is to say they haven't yet paid their rent. The Rosh Hashem, the Gemara, I'm going to come to everything is hunky-dory. We removed the Migo, we bumped it out because the urine, because the disc, we bumped off this Migo, the Migo's gone, the Psul Nogeya is back, and Baruch Hashem, the Sukkah is great. So far, so good. Right? Simple. Very simple question. Comes the Ramban and says, and asks Sukkah, the Eidei Shalomar. Comes the Ramban and says, no, I'll give you a different twist on the Sukkah. I'm going to tell you why there's no Migo here. For a totally and completely different reason. Why there's no Migo here? And now it starts to get labored. First two terutzim, very simple. Baal Bautish and terutzim. Now it's getting labored. Comes the Ramban and says, open up the Gemara tradition and give one days again. Remember the Shach of the Gemara? The Gemara says, we can ask him a grab, Shaliach Nasei. Therefore, Avi and Jeremy should be believed to say they gave the money back to Ben. But wait a second, then a gebedover, they have to say they gave it back to Ben, or else I'm going to tie up. Where's the money? Give me the cash. The Gemara says, nah, that's not a svara, right? Because they could pop to themselves and eat it, and they could tell me to jump in a lake because they're kaifer akol. So Baruch Hashem, they're not a gebedover. That's how the Gemara ended in Kedushin Mem Gimel Beis, right? Is that how the Gemara ended? That they're not negebed of her, because Migo, they could have said that they returned the money back to the loider. Is that how the Gemara ended? Yeah. That's how the Gemara ended in what year? What? There you go. What year? I don't know what year. Who knows? 300, I don't know. Comes the Gemara and says, everything was great. Life was perfect. The world was just beautiful. Kedushim of Gimel Beis was a charm, read like a charm, until the Chachamim came along and instituted two bad words called Shvuas Heses. What does Shavuos Heses mean? It's very simple. Shavuos Heses means, although in HaTorah, Kofar Makol is Pater Mishmua, I come to you and I say, you owe me $1,000. And you say, I'll jump in a lake. And I never saw you. When you say, I saw you, but I never broke your window. Or I broke your window, but I paid you already. Any of the above, that's called Kofar Makol. Kofar Makol is Pater Mishmua Ben HaTorah. There's no question about this. How do you know Kofar Kol is part of the Shur Ben HaTorah? Who knows? What's the Mokmer that Kofar Kol is part of the Shur Ben HaTorah? How do you see that? You're right. How do you see from that?
Because he has to admit to partially in order
to... Comes Tysus and throws their hands up and says, what's the Mokmer for Kofar Kol part of the Shur? Tysus says, Hashem Makiuzah. Tysus says, from the fact that the Torah creates the scenario of Chiv Shvua in the case of Maidu Mitzas, the implication is, Moed V'miktsas, yes. Kofar Kol, no. Only if the person was Moed V'miktsas is the Chiyah Shvua get off the ground. Anything short of Moed V'miktsas is Potter. So guess what? Tosis just outdid us from yesterday. We said Hashem Makiuzah taught us three things. It taught us that there's a bit of Adolz Badin Kimei Eidim Dami. That's what the Tosis Chiddush was. It taught us the parish of Moed V'miktsas, so you have to take a Shvua on the other half. That's also true. And now Tosis added to the list and said it teaches us a third thing. The third thing it teaches us by implication that Kofar Kol is Potter. You're 100% right. That's Tysus' conclusion. It took Tysus 50 lines to get there, but you got it in one shot. Okay? Kofar Kol is Potter and Shvuah Minat Torah. Came along the Amorim, not the Tenor, the Amorim, Pashtus, the Amorim came along, and on the Sakench, it's called Shvuas Heses. Shvuas Heses means that even though Minat Torah, you don't have to take a Shvuah, but in the bottom you have to take a Shvuah. Midi Rabbanan Kofar Kol doesn't get off scot-free. He has to take a Shvuah Midi Rabbanan. Now, when you learn this at a Shvuah, so it's important to know the differences. Why is it is important to know whether Shvuah is derais or Rabbanan, but we're not learning Shvuah right now. So it's a Shvuah Rabbanan, it's a low level Shvuah. There are differences in Lahalacha between a Shvuah derais and a Shvuah Rabbanan. But Lamai said it's a Taquana called Shvuah Hesses. Comes the Gemara and says, Shvuah Hesses now throws off the entire Sugya in Kedushim and Gimel Beis. Why? Comes the Gemara and says, we just had finished saying that Avi and Jeremy are not Nogeh B'Davar, because they could easily say, what? They could easily say, they return the money to me, and they'll get off scot-free. What's the answer? They're not going to get off scot-free anymore. Once the Chum, Misach, and Shavuos Heses, they can't just turn around to me and say, sorry, we returned you the money.
What do they have to do? They have to make a Shavuos Heses that they return the money. Gevalt, once the halacha imposes upon them Shavuos Heses, so then that option, that escape clause of just turning it back to the loaf and saying, we gave you back the money, is pulled out from under them. Once that escape clause no longer exists, what are we left with, Rabbi Zay? They have an incentive now to say that they gave the money to Ben. What is that, Rabbi Zay? What do we call them? They're not called Magiabidon, or Magiabidon. So you understand the shot and die in the Gemara. We started out by saying, Shlech Nasa A, that the two Adim should be believed. Then we threw a question from left field. We said, I didn't give a dover, they shouldn't be believed. Then we said, no, they're not going to give a dover because Migo, they could say they gave the money back to me. Then we said, no, the Migo is no good because Shavuos Heseh is just under the Migo. Once Shavuos Heseh undoes the Migo, we're made left with the give a dover, back to square one, they're no good. So the four different stages in terms of that sugya. But the Gemara ends, the curtain comes down on Shavuos Heseh was instituted, and Shavuos Heseh removes the Migo. Once the Migo is gone, then the Psul Magev Adava kicks in again. At Khan, Tibia Gemar Masachas Kedushin. Comes the Ramban and says, that's what's going on about the Asher Chavtes also. And we add the last line to the script. Add the last act. The last act reads, Shavuos Heses. Once Shavuos Heses exists, what can these Edim and Asugi no longer say? What kind of did they have that was enabling them to remove the psula ge'ah? And they could have said, what? They could have said, paranim to the ma'arer. Can they say paranim to the ma'arer now? They can't say that anymore. They can no longer say paranim to the ma'arer because Shavuos Heses kicks in. If I turn around and say, I paid you rent, I got to make a shvua derabon, Shavuos Heses, to offset that claim. Once the chum of the sacra Shavuos Heses, the migo is gone. It's just like it's gone in condition of gimel. Once the migo is gone, the psula ge'ah is back on track. And that Gemara makes sense again, the Daka Apostle Leachus Al Psul Magaya, and therefore the Gemara had to solve it, they say they haven't yet paid the rent. That's the Ramban's Mahalach. Not bad, right? So whereas Tosfos under the Migo, based on some newfangled reason, Migo Diari, the Ramban is first teretz under the Migo based on some new consideration, the Ramban in the second teretz seems to be the simpler of all the teretz, simplest of all the teretzim, because according to the Ramban's second teretz, we don't have to look and search for some new reason to undo the Migo. It's right in front of our eyes. Just open up the Kedushim from Gibbon Bays and you just undo the Migo because of Shavuos Heseh. Shavuos Heseh is the only one does the Migo. So the Ramban is the simplest, the second half of the Ramban is the simplest of all the Terutsu. No? Mabaya. Tosis didn't read the Gemara. Tosis didn't know how to read Kedushim from Gibbon Bays. Tosis didn't realize that Shavuos Heseh changes everything. No, but yes, is that what I say?
Okay, then what's that?
You said it to us, so what happened before.
Yeah, I know what it says. It comes to... Comes to us and says that the magic words, the akati lo miskina Shavuos Heseh, that hocha devas disin kadin akati lo miskina Shavuos Heseh. Here, the Amoraim are discussing Pshat in the Mishnah. Cheskes Abatim preceded Shavuos Heseh. So you can't pull out, it's historically inaccurate to pull Shavuos Heseh in to our sugya. So comes Tosfos and says, of course the Ramban's parents is right. Of course it's Emes Lamito Bisman Hazeh. Of course Bisman Hazeh, once we have Shavuos Heseh, we don't need our teretz. We don't need the Ramban's first teretz. But that's not fair. That's not intellectually honest, just to pull out the teretz of Shavuos Heseh. Is the parents correct? Of course it's a correct parents. Of course that's the reason why Mamaisa Levak, they consider to be no gay. Didn't the Ramban realize the history? So the Ramban himself says, it's true the Amoraim was trying to say Pshat in a Mishnah. That's true. But the Amoraim are talking post Shavuos Heseh. Lamaisa, we want to find the case. What the Tanoim had in mind, what the Mishnah was talking about, I don't know. We're trying to find the case. Yeh no gay. So the Ramban says we can throw Shavuos Heseh into the mixture, into the chult as well. But at the end of the day, there's no fundamental machlokes because in the Ramban. The machlokes is just from a literary point of view, from a historical, a textual point of view, does that teretz in Megillah and Beis historically fit into our sugya or not? But the Ikaron, everybody agrees it's a good teretz. So at the end of the day, we have three good reasons in the year Tavshin Samach Tes. We have three good reasons why to label these guys as Megillah and Beis and why their escape clause of we pay them hours is not acceptable. Either Migo Biyari of Taisus,
the first Eretz and Rabban, how can you say you paid somebody, he's not the guy who's Mahsik in the house in the first place? Or according to Rabban, it's post Shavuos Nesis. Everyone with us? So far, so good. So far, we did a lot of cheshbonos today. Maybe not too much lumdus yet, just a lot of simple cheshbonos. Just, what's the case? Yen again, no again, yen again, no good. Good migo, no good migo. Before we move on to Sugya, I want to focus just on this Nakuda that the Ramban just raised, which is really the Gemara in Kiddushim and Gimel Beit, which Tosfos obviously also agrees to. Do you understand this, Rabbi Sani? Once the Chama Mesachin Shavuos has this, therefore the escape clause doesn't exist, and the main Lutur again falls back into place. Do you understand that? The Gemara said to Feirish, according to the Ramban, it becomes the center of our Gemara as well. Do you understand that? Who's got a problem? What's a problem? Basic conceptual problem. Tosfos and Kiddushin had a very serious problem with this. What's the serious problem with Tosfos? Very basic fundamental kasha with this principle that Shavuos Heses removes the escape clause and therefore Pesulim Ageh kicks in. It's a very simple kasha, even without obviously the Tosfos issue. Why did the curtain close which goes as this? What can we do?
I just don't know how Migo works in the first place. You make up a fake, you make up something that might be true, so then we're relieved.
Okay, so we got a whole year of Migos to talk about. Hopefully by the end of the year we'll be able to answer that question. Well, maybe not. I'm not sure. That's a good time, but no pun intended. But that's not what I want to know. Rabbi said, we're going step by step. First we thought it was not a Nogea. Then we thought it isn't Nogea. Then we thought it's not Nogea. Then we thought it isn't Nogea. Each time we wake up in a different field. So the one who got the last word in was Shavuos Heses. Chacham came Rav Nachman, Rav Institute Shavuos Heses. Institute Shavuos Heses now the doctor named Pesul Magevedon. I can open up the curtain again. Last scene. What's the last scene? These two Adim who are driving us crazy. Give it a hand. These two Nikabu. We can't figure out whether they're possibly Adis or Koshli Adis. Let them do one simple thing to get rid of the Pesul Magevedon. What is that? Let them take a Shavuos Heses. Let them take a Shavuos Heses first, and then walk at the basin and give their edus. Let them just walk at the basin and say, we paid the money already to the other guy, leave us alone. But I have nothing to do with you. Rabbi Shabalovsky, get lost. I have nothing to do with you. I paid the other guy already. So that should be the last line of the script. Why did the play end? The hashta ditiknu rabbanu Shavuos Heses, the nogeh bedover givalt kishrig, and the world's going to come to an end, and nogeh bedover, and therefore the possibly edus. No. Let them come into Beis Din and say, listen, Beis Din, before we give an Eidus, there's some unfinished business we have to take care of. Let us take a Shavua that we're telling the truth, that we paid off, that we paid the money already, then we'll get rid of these of us, get them off our backs, and then we're going to give our Eidus.
How does them taking the Shavua or not actually mean that they have less of a vested interest now?
Well, once they took a Shavua, then they have a ego that they could say that they paid me the money back. Nobody is preventing them from falling. The original thing was they had a Migo. They had a Migo that said they gave me the money back. What prevented them from that Migo was the institution of Shavuos Heses. So Zolzai let them take Shavuos Heses and now they're back to where they were beforehand. They're back to where they were beforehand. They no longer have an interest. No? That's a good kasha. Who has this kasha? Tosfos and Kiddushin has this kasha. What's the terrorists? What?
Too scared.
The answer is that the answer is that after a person is taking a shua, he isn't the reason why he's taking a shua is because it's because we aren't sure he's telling the truth or not. So he can't be
okay. Tosfos gave the following yisur. Up until now, we haven't said any lumpus into the issue. We said a lot of shachta tire, pilpul back and forth. Not pilpul, just cheshbonos back and forth. Now Tosfos comes with a punchline to side. Tosfos says, the answer to this question, why we can't let them simply take a Shavuos Heses and then give their edus, is very simple. It's a pasuk in Chumash. Sounds like it says. Pasuk in Chumash that prevents us from doing this. What Pasuk in Chumash prevents? By Davashem Moshe Lema, you can't take a Shavuos Heses first before you're made. What Pasuk in Chumash? So it's a very simple Pasuk. What is it? What's the Pasuk? Al Pishnayim Eidim Yochum Dovah.
What do those words mean? Apishnai medim yachum dava. Apishnai medim yachum dava means Eidim have one job in this world. Their job is to walk into Beis Din and say what they saw. That is all they are supposed to do. That is all they are allowed to do. They have to be able to walk past that threshold of the Beis Din, stand up, and say what they saw. That's it. If, before they say what they saw, they need a whole hakadama, they need a whole introduction. Wait, Mr. Beis Din, I can't talk yet. You know why I can't talk yet? Because right now, I'm possibly a discomfort in a gebedover. So I have to take care of some unfinished business before I'm going to be allowed to talk. Let me go run, take a Sefer Torah, go, well, maybe you do take a Sefer Torah, maybe not, okay, not for now. I'm going to go take a Shavuos Heses, and after I finish taking my Shavuos Heses, then I'm going to continue my story where I left off. Comes Tysus and says, you know where you go? You join everybody else this year where? In the lake, okay? Jumping in the lake. Basin tells them, go jump in the lake. We have to find this lake. Go jump in the lake. That's not an aid. An aid means you walk in, you have to say, Himmi Muchem Zimen, and say, Hachonis, in order to be made, that's Nishken aid. That's not an aid in Basin. That's an aid you say. That's an aid you have Dora. That's an aid you have Lundus. According to the Ramban, just told us in our Sugya, that Lundus, we have to plug into our Sugya as well. Because after all, according to Ramban, but there's the endless answer in our Sugya as to why. Ultimately, they don't have that escape clause because of Shavuos Heses. You have to add that, not just because of Shavuos Heses. The Shavuos Heses combined with the Zimid Deraisa, the Eidim needs something to lead off this statement, is Mishkan Eid. That's the Pshat in Agama. Well, who would have thought in a million years, if I would have told you, when you were learning Bava Basuch of Testament Aleph, that the real reason why these guys are in the Gebedover is because that new Din Deraisa, because Eidim, that Eidim can't have any introductions. Everyone saw that when you read the Gemara, right? When you read the Gemara, no? Right, Nachum, when you read this Gemara, but that's not from Basu, you realize right away that written in between these lines is this, is Yisaydiya Raisa, that they did not be able to talk on their own 2 feet. They can't have any Hagdomas, any introductions, and they need any introduction to be matched to them. So that's my definition of Psalm Rukh Zayas. Everyone saw that in the Gemara, right? Clear as day. Places in Kedushin Sword, Ramban Sword. That's what the Gemara is assuming, in between the lines. So far, so good. So we have three valid mahalachim to the sugya. We have three problems with this migo. Either Tosis Diyari, migo Diyari, the Ramban, it's inconceivable to say that you pay the ba'ar if he's not the machzik of the house right now, or the Ramban, la'acha shetik the shvaseses, but Tosis and Kedushim is rather than the other addition. Yeah.
Isn't the migo that he could make the shvaseses, but he needed to? Not, I mean, he's going and he's...
No, migo, he could have said that he gave the money to the other guy, but in order to say that, he's got to take the shvaseses. So anytime he's got to take a shvus, anytime he needs something else in addition to a Haggadah's Eidus, that is not an aid.
Well, he's not making that claim.
He's not making any claim. An aid who needs to do anything else is not an aid.
This aid doesn't really need to take a shvus hasses. I mean, the shvus hasses is only need Rabbanan. He only needs to take it in order to strengthen his ego, which he only needs because it is a chashash.
That's right. Right. Twice say that in one long sentence. Right. You're right. But that's exactly what the Gemara in Kedushin says. You can't do. That's exactly what the Gemara says. That's right. That's right. Because you need something else. You don't really need it, but you do need it. If you didn't have that ability to do it, then you would be a puzzle aid. So you have to have that. You have to have that up your sleeve. That ability to be able to make your statement, to remove the psalm again. You can't do that without a shvus hasses. But mainly you know. So Rabbi said these first three answers are very, very simple.
What about our case with the eight echad where they made the iser first and then they came?
Hey, is it Atzma Meirechad Yuchzav?
Yeah.
What does that do with this?
The first thing he makes Shavuos Heses, it has nothing to do with this testimony.
No, that's not sure. That's Yisurah. Okay, so far so good. I want to get to the punch. This was just the introduction to the Shia. Yeah, it wasn't.
Then it shouldn't even be a Shal on Migu in the first place, because why would, if you shouldn't have any other position, you might
just say, oh, but, go. Hang in there, okay? Hang in there. Just wait. Wait. Comes the Shita Mekubetzes in our sugya and quotes the name of the Tosfos HaRosh. I don't know where it is printed, but in the name of the Tosfos HaRosh, and Oydei Shloim Eti Diskasha. Different from Tosfos, fundamentally different from Tosfos, fundamentally different from Rabban. Comes Tosfos HaRosh and says, you know why there's no Migo here? Migo, the Eidim could have said, Paranu Le'ara? What does the verse say? Who sort? Migo betray Le'amina. Migo is reserved for one person. Every case of Migo and Shas is one person standing in Beis Din. I want to be believed to say A, because Migo I could have said B. Lo shamanu davazeme oilam, there should be a Migo with two people. Migo betray Le'amina. That's the secret to the world, says the Bezer Rosh. And that's why there's no Migo in Atsugya, that's why there's no Sol Regeh, you don't have to pick up Migo B'yarezim, you don't have to Shkos Hesses, all the Tais Mirabans are all superfluous answers, maybe they're right, maybe they're not right, it's irrelevant. Says the Tais Rosh, the Kusha Mekor Oysa, Migo betray Le'amina. So Rabbi Sai, this is where the Sukkah begins. We have to analyze these words that Hashem commands us. Why are they true? Perhaps why are they not true? How come no other Rishon in the book saw it this way? Taisos Peshua didn't see this way. The Ramban didn't see it this way. What is Taisos Rosh talking about? How do we understand what's going on in this thing? So we have to take a back step for a moment and analyze where did the Taisos Rosh come off to say such a thing? The Migo betrayed Lamia. One fine day, the yeshiva was learning by the Basuch of Tess, so the Taisos Rosh said, oh, that's a good answer. We'll make up a club. Migo betrayed Lamia. Just find a name just like that? No, it was something much, much deeper than this. There was something that was prompting the Taisos Rosh to come up with this cloud. Well, other sugyas that forced the Taisos Rosh's hand, and he used that cloud that he developed in other sugyas to put in the asher our questions and ask sugyas. What sugya forced the Taisos Rosh? What forced the Taisos Rosh was the sugya in Ksubas Tafir Chesed Beis. A very complicated sugya. We're not going to learn the whole sugya in Ksubas Yuches. We're going to hopefully learn that sugya much more biarichos a little bit later on. We get Daf Lamed Aleph. Toises brings that sugya back to life again. So we'll have, we'll have our time, hopefully, to learn that sugya well. I just want to extract the part that's relevant to us. The Gemara is discussing, the Mishnah is discussing in Yuches and Beis and Ksubas the following shaila. We have a shtar in front of us in Beis Din. And everybody knows, anyone who was getting last year knows, what's the klal gadol in shtaros? What's the klal minat Torah? What's the klal minat Rabbanan? Nuch minat Torah, eidah v'chasum v'al shtar. Okay. Eidah v'chasum v'al shtar minat Torah. The shtar is kosher, we don't have to do anything about it. Buy a shtar that says, Reuven owes me $1,000. Reuven can scream and bang his head against the wall, and we send him back to the same lake. Reuven has no taina whatsoever against the shtar. Eidim achasun al shtar. It's ki'ilu the eidim amein and necher is the basin that Reuven owes me $1,000. However, mi'ka rabbanon, the chacham gave Reuven away. What taina did they give Reuven? What ability did they give Reuven? The taina one magic word. What's the magic word? Yezuya. It's a forgery. So Reuven comes to Beis and says, yeah, it's very nice, but I never, the eidim who signed that don't exist. It's a forgery. Now, where does that put the malva? Midrabana, the Malva now has to do what's called Kiyum Shtaris. He has to prove that those Eidim are authentic Eidim, either by bringing the Eidim in themselves, or bringing other documents that resemble the signatures, or bringing other people another. Five different ways of Kiyum Shtaris, whatever they are, there's a second part of the Subasugyas. And it's only after the Malva is Mekayim Shtar that the Beis will act upon the Shtar. So again, Midrash Torah, you don't need Kiyum Shtaris. Midrash Torah, Nasik Mekhmishan, Nasik Mishan Ephraim doesn't raise in Dami. Midrabana, Mizuyev is a good taina, and then the Rabbanan they gave the Malva the way to ultimately solve the problem, to offset the taina Mizuyev by being a Kandish Shtar. That's the ABCs of Ksubas in the second parak, the ABCs of Gittin Tavdeis. How long did it take us last year to develop that? A month? Okay, that's the comment. We just said it in 3 minutes now. Comes the Mishnah Ksubas Tafir Ches and raises the following question. A guy walks in the basin with a Shtar. Okay, Reuven walks in the basin with a shtar that says Shimon owes him $1,000. The Eidim sign at the bottom. And now come the Eidim to Beis Din. And the Eidim themselves will sign at the bottom. We're bringing them into the Mekayim the shtar. So they say as follows. Yes, absolutely. Those are our signatures. No question. We signed that shtar. But what? What do we say? Anusim hayinu. We were forced to sign the shtar. We didn't do it of our free will. What it says in the shtar is shekech lechadim. It's an absolute lie. Reuven never borrowed $1,000, but we did sign that shtar. We were anusim to sign that shtar. So there are two different cases of anusim. There's anusim achmas nefashos and anusim achmas mamon. Anusim achmas nefashos means somebody put a gun to our head and told us either you sign that shtar or else we're going to kill you.
That's a nusa machlas nefashos. A nusa machlas mamon means somebody gave us good enough incentive to sign that shtar. So we did it. Couldn't hold back. We had nusa machlas mamon. The common denominator between being a nusa machlas mamon and being a nusa machlas nefashos is that in both cases the shtar is no good. If even one of those two things took place, the shtar is shekel v'chazov. The difference between the two, of course, is it's going to be a whole lot easier to believe somebody that they were a nusa machlas nefashos rather than a nusa machlas mamon. Why? Because by saying a nusa machlas mamon, what do they really say? They say they're shoyim, and we have to talk, you know, the nesim after rosh. So that's going to be a big problem. So again, when you're learning sukkos that you chesed, and hopefully we will learn much more derichas later on. So we'll have to go through the nuances as to is that called the nesim after rosh and not called the nesim after rosh? What's the story? Again, talking to diburas, a lot of exciting things in that sugya, but not for now. But yet, what we need to extract from that Gemara is very simple. That is it possible, that if the Eidi said, Nusimachos the Foshos won't accept what they say, if they said, Nusimachos Mamon, then they won't accept what they say. But that is a possible position, and that some days we might actually take that chila. On that sugya, all the Rishayim, Tosis, and the Ramban, everybody's bought it with a very simple kasha. What's the kasha? When Eidim walk in the days and they say, Anusim Ayinu Machos Mamon, so we throw the book at them, we say, no, sorry, we don't accept what you're saying. We do not accept that time of Anusim Machos Mamon. You want to pass the shtar to say it was Anu that you guys have accepted a bribe? We don't accept what you say. You know what the kasha was saying? Why don't we believe them? Nigo, they could have said, Anusim Machmas Nefashos. Assuming that all these facts are right, assuming they are believed to say Machmas Nefashos, assuming they're not believed to say Machmas Mamon, so now, if those two facts are correct, then we can present the question and say, let's believe them to say Machmas Mamon, neither they could have said Machmas Nefashos. That's a really, really good kasha. It's a powerful kasha. Say a group of Rishonim, the Tosfos HaRosh included, the answer to that question is, what? Migo b'wat lo amrinan? Migo betray lo amrinan. Migo betray lo amrinan. However, that klal of migo betray lo amrinan can be further broken down into a fundamental question as to why not? Why not migo betray lo amrinan? The klal is right, assuming that's the correct answer to the question. Assuming there's no other answer to the question. That is the yisay. Migo betray lo amrinan. What's the problem in Migo betray lo amrinan? Why is it Migo betray lo amrinan? So, Yesh Lachor, a fundamental Hakira. What is the nature of this Chesaron? We just made up this Chesaron 2 minutes ago. Migo betray Eidim lo amrinan. What is the problem? Why is it Migo betray Eidim lo amrinan? So, why don't we present one of two logical possibilities? We have a klal, Migo betray Eidim lo amrinan. What could be the two possibilities, logically, before you even know what the Rishonim say? What could be the potential problem? Either it's a chesaron of this, or it's a chesaron of that. What's the this and what's the that?
Migo or the trick.
Very good. Either it's a chesaron of the Migo, it means there's something in Huchas Migo that prevents us from applying Migo when you're dealing with two people. There's something fundamentally, there's a fundamental flaw in Huchas Migo, or it's not so much Huchas Migo that prevents us from saying the Migo here. That's Huchas Trey. What do you mean Huchas Trey?
In
Avis. Migo be Eidim Layam Rinan. It means Huchas Avis doesn't lend itself to saying Migo.
It appears like if the concept of Migo is, we believe you to say this claim because you could have said something else. But the idea of two Eidim is that two Eidim are strong enough that they almost actually create fact.
Create fact. They're proof. They're no prayer. Dushin, Davishin, they create fact.
Two Eidim are telling us
what the facts are.
But if two Eidim say something, those are the...
Those are the facts. We're trusting them to tell us the facts.
We trust them with a very great degree of trust.
Great.
So the fact that we had some theoretical, they could have also said this, but they didn't.
Well, what are you saying? You're already taking a stand on something. You're already saying that's a concern in the what? You're saying, but you better say it's a chesaron of the Eidus. When you're saying Hilchas Eidus has to be able to stand on its own what? On its own 2 feet. You can't use Migo to create an Eidus. That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Right? Okay, Migo, you could have said that. You're saying it? Okay, then. From my side, you're 100% right. Yours is 100% right. But I don't want to present that side first. I want to present the other side first.
because the fragment I'm going to present in a second. Migo b'shnei edim lo yamrinan. So one could present that to me, and it's a chisor of the migo. What's the chisor of the migo? Machaseh b'migo. What's the problem with migo? Everybody said, what does migo mean? No, what does migo mean? Remember from Taisha's Asuk, remember your Bible, it wasn't that long ago. I could have just as easily said X, so believe me to say Y. Right? I could have said X. Right? I could have said, it's nothing stopped me from saying X. But man, Devar Mamurim, when I'm standing by myself. So I could have said X. Believe me, I'm saying Y. When you have two A, then what's the problem, Rabbi Zai? I don't know what the other guy's saying. You think I'm standing there on base and texting to the other guy what he's going to say? No, this is the old days. Okay? So comes Tysus and says, a basic fundamental psychological qual, which is the fundamental flaw of Migo betray. Ein echad what? Yodei ma'ashibaleim chaveir. One guy, Ruben, has no clue what Shimon's going to say. So how can you make a cheshbon like this? Ruben and Shimon are standing in front of us amazing, we're interrogating them, and they say something which is kooky. They say something which is off the wall. They say, which is not acceptable. Oh, wait, let's say it like this. We're going to yank out calling Migo from the Shachar. We're going to say, Migo, they could have said, therefore let's believe it. What do you mean they could have said? Maybe Reuben as an individual could have said that. Maybe Shimon as an individual could have said that. But how could Reuben have said something knowing what Shimon is going to say or vice versa? It undermines the very entity of Migo. So Migo betrayal not Migo because that's Nishkei Migo, that's a Chison, because Migo, that's how Taisus presents the Sugim Subas. He says, come to Ramban, think Subas, and says, no, a totally different twist. Comes Ramban and says, as Yosef said, it's not a Chison of the Migo. The guy can figure it out, they can plan in advance, it's not so complicated. You know what the chisaron is? The also is an eidus. What does eidus mean, Rabbi Zai? What pasuk did we just quote 20 minutes ago? Avishnayim eidim yakum to. Eidim have to walk into Beis Din and talk and say. And Beis Din has one job: to listen to the eidim, and they have to be able to paskin the shaila based on what the words that the eidim are saying in front of them. If those words don't ring out clear, if those words are not acceptable, those words are not kosher liedis. To make a statement, anusin hayin machmas mamar is nishkan edus, because that's an eid on the meismat rosha. You want to start to put words in their mouth. Migo, they could have, should have, would have, could have, did it, but didn't. Migo's up there about makes sense in the realm of Bali Din. When it comes to Bali Din, we're just trying to get out of Bali Din. What's the truth? What really happened here? So the Baal Din gives a crazy kinda. And that crazy kinda Taka should have lost, but Migo could have said a good time, which would have won. So that shows he's probably telling the truth. But Adam, I don't care that we know he could have, should have, would have been telling the truth. I don't care whether the Adam are telling the truth. Don't misquote me on that. I care that what the Adam are saying are the words that's gonna change, it's gonna pass in the shatla. The Adam have to talk. The Adam can't, we can't put words into their mouth, we can't put thoughts into their heads. And say that, we're going to accept what they're saying because they could have said something else. Forget it. Eidus has to stand on its own two feet. Therefore, Migo betrayed Le'amrina because it's a chisor and hochas Eidus. That's what we're saying. Okay? So Rabbi said, both the Tais of Sixubas and the Ramani Sixubas come to the same conclusion. Migo betrayed Eidus Le'amrina. You have to come to that conclusion. Otherwise, you're stuck with the Murm Sixubas Tachis Ches. There's no way out. So there is a cloud. Migo, there is other way out, but not for now. Both Tais and the Rabban came to the same conclusion. Migo betrayed him, Ramina, but for two totally different mahalachim. What did I say? Who can ask me a kasha on Taisus? Who's going to present the kasha on Taisus? According to Taisus' formulation, that Migo betrayed Ramina is not a chisar nuchas Abus. It's a chisar only in Hilchos Migo. What does it sound like Tosfos is saying? The simple reading of Tosfos sounds like they disagree with the Ramban. Tosfos doesn't buy into the Ramban. There's a double machlekes type of Ramban. The Ramban thinks Tosfos' answer is not right, and Tosfos thinks the Ramban's answer is not right. According to the Balei Tosfos, that formulation of the Ramban, that we can't use Migo because that undermines Hilchos Eidos, according to Tosfos, is not true. There is nothing in Hilchos Eidos that prevents us from using Migo. Right?
What's the problem? According to Tosfos, it's only reason why the Migo is not good is because of the technical quirk of Ein Adam Yodea Ma Shem Elohim Chaveiro. But lulei that technical problem, Hilchos Eidos would have been perfectly acceptable, notwithstanding the fact that we required to use Migo. Is that clear from Tosfos? Clear as day from Tosfos. Who's going to jump and say? Say two words. Just say two words. You say one, two words, you don't got to rest. Shuas what? Hesus, you would say, right? Shuas Hesus. Anything. 5 minutes ago, I just sold you the Brooklyn Bridge by telling you that Tosfos develops the Yesod in Hilchos Eidos, that you know why the Eidim and Asugi are apostle, or you know why the Eidim and Kedushim and Gimel apostle? Because Shuas Hesus does them in. So Tosfos asked the Kasha, what do you mean Shuas Hesus does them in? Let them take a Shuas Hesus, and then Mamela they'll be kosher again. To which Tosfos says, because Chaimer HaKushia, Tosfos quoted a pasuk, Dagab a pasuk of Bashi Shaitim, Apishnai made him Yachim Dover, Eidim have to be able to stand on their own 2 feet. And if they can't stand on their own 2 feet, then it's no good. And if Eidim have to babble off Shuas Hesus first, that's nothing. That's Mishkan Eidus. That's Afkof and Eidus. So I have a Kasha in Eidim and Tosfos. I don't understand. Is there a cloud that Eidim have to be able to stand on their own? Or can they bring in crutches into Eidim? So when it comes to Shuas Hesus, we don't accept the crutch of Shuas Hesus. If the Eidim can't walk on their own 2 feet, they have to fall back on Shuas Hesus, that's a Nishkan Eidus. That's Afkof and Eidus. If so, how come Tosfos didn't go the route of the Rambanic superstructure test? The same value of Tosfos. How come Tosfos said, you know what the problem with the meat betray is? Drama is Eidechot Yedem HaShleim Chemer. Some psychological assessment analysis that the guy can't lie properly, nor is someone else going to give the same one. Very technical, very balabatish answer. It's clear as day that the Balei Tosfos did not buy into the Rambanic Yisoid, that Eidus has to be on their own 2 feet. That's it. Make up your mind. What's the deal? Is there such a xeris across the Rafi Shmanei and Yochum Dov that Eidim cannot rely on other things to get them known? Is there such a din that we can only take face value what the Eidim say? Or is there a halacha that whatever mechanism we could use to be Mashas Eidus is okay? When it comes to Shvus Eidim, Shvus Hesses, Tosfos says, fuck stops here. If you need a Shvus Hesses, we throw it out. Joe, good job for the one. If what you need is a Migo, Tosfos says, that's okay. No problem. I have no problem using Migo to be Machshir Eidim. Tosfos has no fundamental problem using a Migo to be Machshir Eidim. Tosfos didn't like it because of the technical catch of Einach Eidim Machshir Eidim. But Hilchos Eidus didn't prevent it. The Rabbi said, who has this Kasher? It's your Kasher, right? Right? Who brought this Kasher? The Rabbi said, when you learned this Sugi, nobody saw this Kasher coming? Who here saw the Tosfos in Kedushim of Gimel Mubez about how Eidim can't rely on Shvus Hesus first? Okay, so everyone saw it. Ruben, you saw the Tosfos, right? Okay, and you saw the Tosfos in Subas about Einach Yedem Hashem Leib Chaveiro. You didn't tell. Who saw that Tosfos? At least I don't. I'm down in Brother Klaus Chos, that's why no one thought the Kasha. Okay, if everybody would have seen those two Marvin Kavis, so you would have thought the Kasha, right? The Kasha is clear as day, no? There's an obvious Kasha. Who here has the Kasha? Everyone's with the Kasha? Nobody? Who here understands the Kasha? Nobody has the Kasha yet. Thank you. Paris, no one has the Kasha. Let's backtrack for a second. Who remembers the Tosfos about Shuas Hesus? Okay, who remembers the Yesod? Who understood the Tosfos Shuas Hesus? Tosfos said in Kedushim and Gimel Mebeis that if Eidim require Shuas Hesus to give them an Emunus, that's not called Eidus. Right? Who remembers that? Who understood that? Hands up. Who understood that? Okay, good. Who understands? Tosfos in Ksuba says, Migo betray lo yamrina. Right? Eidim are not Neman to say, Anusim ha'inu machmas nefashas. I'm sorry, Anusim ha'inu machmas. Mamu migo, we could have said machmas nefashas. They're not believed to say that. Why? Because ein echad yodea mashab leif chadeira. So far, so good? Okay, Tosfos said that. The Ramban gave an alternate answer to that question. The Ramban said, no, that's not the reason why. The reason is because Eidim can only be believed if their word themselves to carry the day. If they need some kind of hakidama, they need a migo to accept what they're saying, that's no good. That's not called ages. From the fact that Tosfos didn't give the answer to Ramban, it is clear as day that Tosfos understood that Eidim can be believed, Eidim can be accepted, even if they need a little bit of a push, they need a little bit of a crutch. They need a migo to get the moving, that's okay. Eidim walk to Bezim and say a statement that's not acceptable. They say, Anusim ha'inu machmas mamu. That's a non-acceptable Eidus. You have no nemanus to say that. Tosfos says, yeah, they would have had a Migo if it would have been acceptable. We would have used Migo to accept that otherwise unacceptable statement. So what I'm asking, what they say,
how come Tosfos holds that Migo can be used to boost up an Avis that's otherwise not acceptable, where Shavuos Heses cannot be used? That's my question. Who here understands the question now? Okay, so we're going to give you an answer. What's the difference? Man ishtana, Kedushin mem gimel bebeis, and ksubis tefil ches, aliba de atoisus.
Shavuos Heses, they're adding something to their own words. Migo, they're not adding the
dynamic. Toisus understood. Toisus is allowed to do this because they made up the Xerxes Kosov, so they can explain whoever they want. Apishnai made him yakam dover means very simple. Edim have to walk into Beis Din and just talk and just say what they saw. That's all they're allowed to do. That's all they're allowed to say. They're not allowed to say one extra word. They're not allowed any hakdamas. If they need a hakdama of Shavuos Heses, that's not Avis. That's the Gzeiras HaKosov. In the case of Shavuos Heses, they need those extra words. They have to do an action of Maisa Shavuos Heses to get the Avis off the ground. In Kedushin Mem Gimel Mevez, I'm sorry, in Ksubis Tafid Ches, they don't need anything. Who needs something? Who needs Migo? We need Migo. Beis Din has to analyze. Before we can accept what they're saying, we have to go through the Shtikl Torah. Oh, we can only believe them because we have Migo up our sleeves. Eidim aren't saying it. They're not saying the Migo. Eidim aren't saying, believe us to say that Anusim and Inimach was the Fasha of Achas Mama because we could have said Achas Mama. You don't say a Migo in Beis Din. Beis Din listen to what you're saying, and we fill the gaps, and we say, we can't really believe you, but we believe you based on Migo. Tosfos told them that Chisor of Apishnai made him Yochum Dover. Apishnai made him Yochum Dover. That Xerxes HaKosov that Tosfos just made up, all that means is, Edim who need extra words to give them a boost, doesn't work. If Edim don't need the extra words, Beis Din needs the boost. They need the booster shot of a Migo in order to accept that Edim. That's okay. That's not a problem. And the Ramban disagreed on Tosfos. The Ramban said no. The Ramban said, this Gzeiras HaKosov of Pishnai made him Yochum Dover that you, Bali Tosfos, discovered, I'm going to tell you what the Emes of Pshat that Gzeiras HaKosov is. The Pshat that Gzeiras HaKosov is, if Edim need a boost from anywhere whatsoever, even Shaloya, they might appear. Even if it's Beis Din, has to go through Shtikl Torah in order to accept the Regis, that's not for Regis. So if I say what is emerging from this picture here, is really very simple. The Edim have to be able to stand on their own 2 feet. The Machlekes Taizim and Rabban means, what does that mean? What are the parameters of that halacha that Edim can't have other things necessary to give them a boost? What does that mean? According to Tosfos, that means is, yeah, we can't make them take a Shavuos Heses because we mash in their Edus. We can't make the Edim actively do something to accept their Edus. That would be a violation of Apishnai Medim Yachum Dover. But if we need Hilchas Migo to be machshir, then we can do whatever we want. That's not a problem. There's no law written in Hilchas Eidos that prevents us from using Migo to be machshir or Eidos. The Ramban understood this area is totally different. The Ramban understood Apishnai Medim Yachum Dover means Eidim have to walk in and we close Shulchan Aruch. We close Chesh and Mishpat, close it, and close Ksuvah, close the Asra. Just listen like Tola Maratzim to what they're saying. And if what they said stands up amazing, then it's acceptable. Once we have to stop making shtickle terrors, you know, we don't really accept them, but we could have accepted them, could have accepted them, should have accepted them, would have accepted them, Migo, Deb, Bet, Gesh, Mechabet. Finish, the Ramban says, that's not means. That's a very, very different understanding of this Xerxes HaKosov of Pishnai Medim Yochum Dover. Talking about it, very, very different views of what's going on in these sugyas of Kedushim Rem Gimel and Ksubis Tafid Ches. So, Rabbi, so getting back to our sugya, this was an aside, this Tyson Miram. Getting back to our sugya, that's it. The rule is, either because it's a chisar and a migo, because a migo ain't a yedem ashbleit chaver, right? Or it's a chisar of what? Of edus. So there's no question about it that Tosfos and Ramban ultimately both agree. At the end of the day, they may disagree in terms of how we got there, but everybody agrees that migo betray edem on amrin, for whatever reason, the chisar and the migo, chisar and edus. Now what's the problem, we say? That's the Gemara Kedushin Mem Gimel Beis talking about. Didn't the Gemara Kedushin Mem Gimel Beis say beferish that what ultimately the Fosh was Hesed's room for us? These two Edim, remember good old Jeremy and Avi who were delivering the money to Ben an hour ago? They were possibly Edis. They were Negev Bedover. They were absolute outright Negev Bedover. We throw them out the window. Says the Gemara, Baruch Hashem, no, we don't have to throw them out the window yet. You know why? We could salvage their Eidus. You know we could salvage their Eidus? Because they have an escape clause. What's their escape clause? They're not bound to say they gave the money to Ben. They could have turned around and said, what? That they returned the money back to me. So since they have a Migo to say they returned the money back to me, therefore they don't want to say they gave the money to Ben. And they're no longer going to give it over. Again, at the end of the day, Shmuel says he's killed it. Okay, look, yes, Shmuel says it. We're before Rabban. You know what's the problem, I say? Vein the fiat doises, vein the fiat Rabban. What's the Gemara Kedushin talking about? How could the Gemara Kedushin use Migo in such a manner? Isn't that an outright violation of the cloud that Taisim and Rabban proved beyond the shadow of a doubt from the Tzubas Afyuchas? A Migo betrayed Eidu Lamin? I don't care whether Taisim's formulation is right. Whether Rabban's formulation is right. The cloud is right. There's an absolute chaitfila yav or migu betra edim le'arina as proof positive superstapir chesmah beis. Omazul, if so, that there is such a cloud, what does the Gemara Kedushin about Mem Gimel Beis talking about? How could the Gemara say migo? How could the Gemara use migo? How could the Taisa Nasuki dare bring up migo? Taisa says, why don't we use migo here just to use it in Kedushin? Such an innocent question. Gaval Keshrigit, how does it work in Kedushin? What's the answer to that outright contradiction between Superstat Yechas and Kedushim and Gimel? So the place that when you're learning those two sugyas, that's the only question you have to ask yourself. Everyone here learned Kedushim and Gimel a little bit, right? Everyone here saw the sugyas in Superstat Yechas a little bit, started it. When you learn those two sugyas, the question that is belaked, that's jumping off the page at you is, wait a second, in Superstat Yechas, it's Muchach, like Taz Nuramban, that Nigu betrayal, I mean for whatever reason, whereas in Kedushim and Gimel, we have no qualms, no problems applying Migo, even though it's betrayed. That's the question you have to ask yourselves. We cannot learn the Basuch of Tess. You can't learn the Taisus here. You can't read the Ramban. You can't read the Taisus right here. How can you read what the Rishonim say here if you don't know where they're coming from? The Rishonim are all coming knowing those two sugyas. Don't forget them tomorrow. We have to solve that problem. We have to understand what is the answer to that outright statement between those two sugyas. And then we have to be able to come back to the Taisus Rosh and put all the people on the line. Thank you.